You're with America Weekend with me, Valerie Smaldone. And as you know, I bring my friends on the program to give expert advice. One of my dear friends is style expert, celebrity stylist Michael O'Connor. And Michael talks about the upcoming holidays and some options of what you can wear. If you like bling, this is for you. Michael?
Thanks, Valerie. The holidays are coming up, and of course, everyone wants to sparkle at the holiday parties. But how is it best to wear sequins and beads, and when does it just become too much? At what point are your friends going to just throw a few boxes under you, join hands, and start to sing, "Oh, Christmas Tree"? Well, first and foremost, you have to realize that too much of a good thing can actually simply just be that, too much of a good thing. And hopefully, you're not looking to blind anyone anyway. From a taste perspective, a sparkling piece of clothing is sexy and attention-getting, and it will always take the spotlight. But therefore, you actually have to let it do that and let it be the focal piece and tone down on the glitter and sexy in the other areas. For example, if you wear a sexy sequin skirt, tone it down and keep it sophisticated on top. A black or neutral color blouse is going to do this, but you'll also want to keep the lines of that blouse or top a little bit more sophisticated. A higher neckline, as opposed to a plunging one, is going to keep the look very, very highbrow. Now, if you're wearing a beaded or sequined dress, which obviously can be pretty flashy, think about partnering it with items that have a contrasting highbrow kind of feel. So, for example, things like a pearl choker or a long strand of pearls that one might imagine being ultra-conservative or ultra-classic. Additionally, partnering a sequined dress with a great pair of simple velvet or suede shoes and a handbag elevates the look, keeps it rich, and also tones down the flash. You can also tone down the look of a sequined dress and make it a little bit more casual by adding things like a fitted jacket over the top, or maybe even a denim jacket, and wearing that with ballet flats. Conversely, you can actually elevate your jeans and a t-shirt combination with the addition of a sparkling sequined jacket over the top. Not all sequins and beads have to be ultra sparkly, though. If you're a little worried about sparkle, you can get a sophisticated look if you look for pieces that have sequins with a matte finish. The look is very elegant and sophisticated. Or, looking for darker metallic beading and sequins, that's going to give you a very elegant look and just the right amount of voltage. Now, from a focus perspective, sparkle will always draw the eye, so you have to decide where you want the eye to go. If you want to show off your waist, a beaded belt will be great. If you want to show off your legs, a sequined hemline is perfect. And if you want to draw attention up to your décolleté, then a beaded neckline is going to do this. This also works for sparkling jewelry, so consider that too. A large pair of sparkling earrings is going to keep the attention up around your face. And also, if you tend to lean toward looks that are all black from head to toe, amp that up with a sparkling pair of shoes and a handbag. From a visual perspective, sequined and beaded pieces are best when the lines are kept simple and the designs aren't too fussy. You should also remember that beading and sequins add a little bulk to the figure and draw attention, so if you're trying to minimize an area, it's best not to have it covered in beads. Beads that run across the body in a horizontal orientation are going to give the impression of width that can be magnified by the bulkiness of the beads themselves. Therefore, if you're trying to hide a few curves, what you want to do is look for beading in other areas, or look for beading that is fuller throughout the garment or on a different axis. Beading that runs up and down in a vertical orientation can also give the impression of height. So if you're already tall and also very thin and need some curves, thinking about breaking up that line with a contrasting belt that cinches you in at the waist. Beads and sequins sometimes get a bum rap because they conjure up images of Las Vegas showgirls. But these days, beaded pieces can be equally at home at a holiday party, a cocktail soiree, even at a wedding, and even at work. Wearing beads can be glamorous and sexy, but it can also be fun. Sequined and beaded outfits come in a variety of collection of colors and even patterns. But remember, if you're wearing sequins and beads, just as you would with other clothing and accessories, tone down the sparkle in other areas, including your makeup and nail polish, leaning toward the neutral complement of colors. So to wrap it up, keep it tasteful, Remember to let the sequin piece be the focal point, and if you need curves or have generous ones, think about the line and direction of the sequin and the patterns.
And Michael continues with ideas for the holidays, this time talking about the fabric velvet. How do you wear velvet? In a dress, in a jacket, in pants, in accessories? Michael's got the scoop on velvet. Michael?
You know, for many years, velvet has really kind of gotten a bad rap. People really equated velvet with either little girly dresses or old lady jackets. Additionally, the idea of velvet still may conjure up images of only cold weather wear or maybe some elegant holiday parties. But these days, designers are trying to change the perception of velvet, and some of the pieces that we saw on runways were actually more on the casual side, so velvet isn't for the holidays only any longer. The easiest way to wear velvet at any time is in a great tailored jacket. So keep that really dressy feel if you want by partnering it with nice tailored pants or totally dressing it down by partnering it with casual jeans. For guys, partnering a great velvet jacket with gray pants and a crisp white shirt is an immediately winning look that's elegant and sophisticated. For women, partnering a velvet jacket with a simple skirt can give you a very polished and professional look. And if you really want that sexy chic feel, partner it with leggings or jeans, because that's really going to totally change the look. When choosing velvet, the key to looking great is to really go with the finest quality fabric that you can find, and specifically in the case of a jacket, like I just spoke about, that it's something that is going to be very well tailored. When wearing velvet, there are a couple things that you really need to remember. A little velvet can go a long way, so if you're wearing one major piece of velvet, there's no need to partner it with all the velvet coordinates and accessories. Let the one piece take the center stage in your outfit. Second, velvet tends to look its richest and best in the deeper shades and in the rich jewel tones, as opposed to the pastels. And especially towards the colder months and the holidays, those richer tones and deeper tones are really going to be perfect for almost everything that you want. Velvet, by nature, is a thicker fabric, so it can actually add a few inches to even the thinnest of hips. Therefore, it can be a little tricky to wear depending upon what your body type is. If you have a lean, straight type of body, you can give the look of actually having more curves with velvet pieces that have maybe some ruching toward the bust or the hip area. The great thing about velvet is that with the right dress, pants, or jacket, it can actually help even out your curves as well. So if you already are more curvy perhaps on the top, a great pair of velvet pants could be perfect. And if you're more curvy toward the bottom, a great velvet shirt, blouse, or jacket can really help even out what's happening up top. Now, if you already have some generous curves, look at the pieces that won't exaggerate them too much. For example, choose pieces that are a little bit plain in cut, like a skater-style skirt, for example. This could be a perfect choice. Now, if you're a little bit afraid of this trend and you still want to work velvet into your wardrobe, you can do so with accessories. There are so many pairs of great velvet shoes or boots out there these days, and also a great velvet handbag can really elevate your entire look. A velvet ribbon around the neck that's fastened by a large brooch can be a real eye-catching look, and even a velvet hairband, it can give you that old moneyed kind of look. Fortunately, there are so many designers who are doing great velvet trim that you can actually take advantage of velvet without wearing it top to bottom.
Great information from style expert, celebrity stylist Michael O'Connor as we get spiffed up for the holidays. Now, one last item to really make us look elegant, and in my estimation, that is gloves. They've made a resurgence, and Michael O'Connor tells us how to wear them.
Like they were in the early and mid-1900s, gloves are becoming more of a fashion statement, and these days they're being worn not just when bundled up for cold weather. On the fall runways, designers showed a variety of glove styles and glove lengths. Gucci showed them with a Renaissance inspiration in sheer black, while Prada showed them with a knit and an argyle inspiration. Boss showed them with casual business dress, while Oscar de la Renta showed them in a much more formal way. We saw them simple and elegant, sheer, fingerless, beautifully stitched, and some beautiful, heavily embellished gloves. Now, since we haven't really seen gloves as a true fashion statement for a number of years, not everyone is going to be used to the idea of wearing gloves for fashion. But when one wears gloves, Here are some suggestions. Like choosing a scarf or any other accessory, choose a color that doesn't really match your outfit totally, but is more of a complement to it. If you want to dress it up a little bit, but still want to play it a little bit conservative, pick a glove that's a little bit more monotone and has some great details to it, or maybe even some texture. But if you're thinking of wearing evening gloves to an elegant affair or party, stay basic with black or white gloves. That's going to keep the look totally elegant and classic. The way a glove is finished is really the key to a great glove. If you really want that refined look, you've got to spend time to pay attention to getting ones that are finished better, especially around the fingers. A glove with a chunky look or badly finished fingers can really take that whole look from a Breakfast at Tiffany's kind of feel to Nanook of the North.
My style expert Michael O'Connor on America Weekend with some great holiday tips, gloves, velvet, and sequins. I'm Valerie Smaldone.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.